Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Daryl Ernest, Deputy Administrator for the Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service, Cotton and Tobacco Program. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are nearing completion of the new Lovett Cotton Classification Complex, which is a 30,000 square foot cotton classing facility. It's been under total planning preparation for about 8 years. It's extremely critical to the U.S. industry, really, for a couple of reasons. One is it does service the largest concentrated region of cotton production in the U.S., which is a vital part of the cotton industry in general, but also a key source of cotton that is exported out every year of the U.S. It's very highly sought after from a lot of the importers in other countries. We really wanted to use that focal region as a source for outreach and future education, research, and employment opportunity. We thought, what better place in that part of the country than Lubbock to do those kinds of things? So, you know, when we made the agreement with Texas Tech University to put the facility on their campus, part of it was because we wanted to expand research between their university and ours and other universities. That will help kind of pay everything forward and advance the technologies and the innovations. Serving a lot of those functions makes it a very important complex, not only because we're going to class the region's cotton, which is important to the producers for sure, but it's also kind of goes beyond that as well. Right now, our goal is to open either during the week of September 12th or the week of September 19th.